5 days after the acting troupe had come aboard, the Tarakian Fortune was still accelerating toward the mapped jump point, and Gunnar was still worried. They were alive, no one had shot at them, no one was following them.
No one we can detect is following us.
The security team had settled in, working their assigned shifts alongside his crew, his augmented crew. One thing about the actors, they could play a role, and they learned quickly. The security team knew little about the crew arrangements on Free Traders, and had accepted that the Fortune had an entirely unlikely complement of Tarakian family members aboard. Wives, sisters, cousins, all of them supposedly certified and practiced crew, except for the old costume mistress, who was thoroughly enjoying her role as an aged great aunt with delusions of matchmaking. She had already queried the security team about their status and prospects. Gunnar had avoided talking to the troop's leader himself. He'd had the excuse of being busier than usual, but finally, he couldn't put it off any longer. She wanted to see him, she said. Betharnia looked as good close up as on stage. Gunnar, conscious of his role as staid merchant captain, tried to keep his gaze on her face, but he did not miss the lush shape of her, or the delicate scent.
I wanted to thank you, Captain Tarakian. It was very brave of you.
Basil didn't tell me anything about this until after the performance. Then it was too late. But I have to say that while I admire you as an actress, I am not happy to have been misled. You may have irreparably damaged not just my reputation, but that of our family. We do not involve ourselves in politics.
I understand. I would be angry too if it were my ship. But when I approached Basil, your cousin, I didn't know about all that.
So, you are from the Benignity?
No, but the kind of shows we do tend to go over better there. Traditional, you know, like brides. Anyway, I suppose you want to know what happened.
It doesn't matter now, Sarah. We're already breaking the laws, whether for good reason or bad. You will, I hope, help me explain to the authorities at our next port.
Of course, Captain. I'm very sorry to have made trouble for you. Would you like to see our passports now?
When we're in the next system. I must say your people are doing a good job of being crew.
Thank you. I'd better get back to work in that case.
Gunnar wished she could stay and talk, but he couldn't think of anything to say. If only she weren't an actress. He fantasized after she'd gone about meeting someone like her at a Tarakian gathering instead of in the theater. They came out of FTL flight into the Corrigan system. The few days in FTL had been uneventful, just the way he liked it.
We have to tell Fleet. It's the only way to clear the family of the charges that will be leveled against us.
I can just imagine what they'll say. We'll be held up for months while they investigate us down to the rivets.
We don't have rivets.
You know what I mean. Anyway, we have nothing to hide.
Not other than illicit foreign nationals, a hijacked security team, and a very unhappy Benignity search team. No, aside from that, we're as clean as ever.
Basil looked down.
Aren't we?
Well, there might be a little sort of private stock here and there.
Enough. We're going to turn ourselves in at the first opportunity and explain as best we can how we got into this mess.
Gunnar sent a message about the situation at Falletta. The fleet picket, now three ships in this system, tight-beamed them.
What kind of Benignity ship?
A diplomatic mission, they said. I never actually saw the ship. We were docked on the other side of the station, but my scans didn't show live weaponry on it.
Did you get any data on the captain?
I got a video. We record incoming communications in full, and I copied it to deep storage just in case.
They threaten you? The Benignity or the station?
Some Benignity officer was in the station master's command center, and he threatened us. Told us we'd never leave the system alive if we didn't let him search the ship. I figured he wanted a way to snatch a Familia's registered independent to go spying in.
But he let you go in the end.
Yes. Not too happily, but he did. The station's own security team was aboard.
Why?
Well, before I realized what was up, they'd requested a routine search of one of our auto shuttles. And I'd agreed, of course.
Of course. Well, we'll want that copy of the transmission. We'd prefer to get it in person, not squirted.
So would I. Who knows what's lurking out here?
Nothing right now, but just in case.
At Corrigan Station, Gunnar handed over the data cube to the uniformed officer who waited in the loading area. The security team from Falletta had come with him. They were all to be interviewed. Basil, luckily, wasn't on the list of people that Fleet wanted to speak with. The Fleet interviewer asked Gunnar to tell what happened and leaned back to listen.
It all started when my cargo master, my cousin Basil, told me he'd moved the ship up in the departure queue. We were on our way back to the ship after a night on the town, and I had been looking forward to a late morning the next day.
A night on the town?
Theater. Basil's been after me the last few voyages to loosen up. He thinks I'm too morose. My wife and children died, you see, a few years ago. He keeps trying to fix me up with beautiful women.
The interviewer's face took on a sympathetic expression that Gunnar trusted about as much as he expected the interviewer to trust his own.
It's a hard life alone.
Gunnar leaned back and scratched his head.
Not really. I'm good at what I do. I'm earning a comfortable living. I have a position in our family. I don't want another wife and family. I had the best and lost them. Why should I risk so much again for different people and lose them again?
But he might need Bethia, his body told him. He didn't want to think about that.
So your cousin had been trying to get you to loosen up, and you hadn't enjoyed it.
Well, I had, actually, but I was sleepy and wanted to spend another night downside in the hotel. Basil insisted we had to get back to the ship. When we were in the shuttle on the way, he told me he'd picked up a cargo, a theatrical troupe.
The interviewer's eyelids twitched, then his face returned to its schooled neutrality.
Is this what you told the authorities on Falletta?
No, of course not. It was like this. Basil had us in the departure queue with certified cargo. If I raised a stink, we could be stuck there for months. And I had time-critical cargo for here, among other places, with a hefty penalty for late delivery. If we hadn't been in the queue, it wouldn't have been so bad, but we were.
So you knowingly accepted illicit cargo, including passengers?
You could put it that way. Meanwhile, the Benignity pressured the local government into delaying up-shuttle flights and departures from the station. They said something about stolen property or fugitives. They didn't specify which or what. I noticed that a lot of the ships had left the station as soon as the Benignity diplomatic mission arrived in the system. And they shouldn't have known anything about it until it arrived at the station, unless the station master let them know. And he's a Consuline. And so were the ships that left, all under sept flags. I didn't know what was going on, but it didn't look like an ordinary search for stolen property to me. I'm not that green. I know when something's gone missing across borders. What usually happens is their police contact our police.
So, what's the real story?
I don't know at all. I told the actor's troop leader that I didn't want to know anything. They could tell their story to you, and I'd report it as soon as we arrived in the safe place.
How much of this does the Falletta security team know?
Nothing of our cargo. It was my judgment that the fewer people who knew about whatever it was, the better.
I see. And when are you going to deliver the fugitives, if they are fugitives?
Whenever you say. At any rate, I'm not leaving here with them.
Oh, but you are. At least that'll be my first recommendation. Whatever they have that the Benignity wants so badly, we don't want it rattling around out here. We have enough problems already. What's your next scheduled stop?
Trinidad, then Ginebra, then Castle Rock.
Fine. You keep them until Castle Rock and deliver them to Fleet HQ.
I can't do that. We don't. Tarakian doesn't run errands for Fleet. We are neutral.
Nobody's neutral now. Listen, Captain, if you were really neutral, you'd have left these people there. If you didn't care who won the next war, you wouldn't have defied the Benignity. You're not neutral. You're honest. There's a difference. I'm trusting you here. I think, as you do, that whatever the Benignity wants that badly must be of benefit to our side. And I'm trusting you to get it to Fleet HQ, because I don't think anyone else could do it better.
But If they really believe whatever it is got away, then they have to think it's on our ship. We'll be marked.
There's a way around that, more or less. They can certainly think you offloaded whatever it was at this point. You can debark the Falletta security team here, for instance. As long as they don't know about the others...
They're convinced the others are legitimate Terrakion crew.
Well, then?
Except for all I know, the Benignity knows how many crew a Terrakion ship usually carries.
I doubt that. I certainly don't. It's never concerned the RSS or most political entities how many crew a ship has. Only the ID of any crew who enter a station or go downside.